A bill that would allow the governor to suspend judges and DAs for 6 months, then allow the Senate to vote to remove them, has caught the attention of Courtwatch NOLA. Jesse Manley with Courtwatch NOLA says, "It's the people who put the judges and DAs in their positions who should be able to remove them if necessary."
We have active, engaged voters who are very active in making these decisions already. I do not want to see anything that removes that choice from them.
After LSU rejected Tiger Rag, the Louisiana Illuminator, and WAFB-TV's freedom of information requests on payments to players, a lawsuit was filed. LSU says the payments are protected under federal student privacy laws, but Tiger Rag says the state's public records law requires the university to make public compensation paid to players. Tiger Rag executive editor Todd Horn says the main objective of the suit is clarity.
Do we get the information if we want it? Do we not get the information? And what law shields it if it does? And that's what needs to be clarified.
Tiger Rag is owned by Kingfish Communications, which also owns Louisiana Radio Network. Paul Skeens was the winning pitcher as the U.S. defeated the Dominican Republic 2-1 to advance to the WBC Championship game. A windy Monday morning is bringing cooler temperatures and an expected light freeze Tuesday morning to the areas north of I-10. The winds have also prompted a red flag warning between 1 o'clock this afternoon and 7 o'clock this evening. From the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Colleen Crane on TIX FM.